What's the next step in your research in terms of neoadjuvant
Well, twofold. I'm very interested in this concept of a pan-HER2 inhibitor. Work with Osborne's group with his mouse xenograph indicate that you need to have a complete blockade of the HER2 pathway in order to elicit cure. So let me try and explain that a little bit further. In the mouse xenografts, which are MCF7 transfected with HER2, they found that if they gave a combination of Herceptin plus Iressa plus pertuzumab on the target 2C4, so the three combinations of the HER2 blockade resulting in pan HER2 blockade, the tumors actually regressed completely and never came back when the combination was stopped. And on the point of excision of where the xenograft was, there was no more tumor. Now, this is extremely exciting. And together with Carlos Arteaga's presentation, I think that we're moving to the era where unless you can block the HER family completely, you're going to have escape mechanism. And if you have an escape mechanism, that could actually result in worsening of the disease. So I think where I would like to take this further is to look at perhaps some of the more pan-HER2 inhibitors. Lapitinib is one of them. That's quite interesting, perhaps in combination with other agents or a combination of Herceptin, Omnitark, and Iressa.
But now, Arisa, how does Arisa fit in?
Right, so the HER family comprised of three members: HER1, HER2, HER3, HER4. HER1 is also known as EGFR. And the HER family need to either heterodimerize or homodimerize with each other. Okay? So what happens is that if you have the signal that goes through, and the crosstalk, okay? So if you have a signaling that goes predominantly through EGFR or HER1, that appears to predominantly, HER1, HER2, predominantly affect proliferation. So you block that. If you block that, you can actually push the cell into survival. So which would you rather have? No growth or a cell that can survive? The cancer cell would rather survive. It doesn't care if it doesn't grow. It would rather survive. So that's why Iressa is not so effective. Now, Herceptin predominantly works through this, but it's not a cure because you can still escape through the HER1, HER2. Now, if you block all of it, the cell can no longer proliferate and it will die. And therefore, you may have a chance of curing the cancer or the woman with cancer.
So how do you block the entire family?
You need to use combination HER2 agents.
Are there agents for all four
Yes.
receptors?
There are, as I said, Herceptin, Iressa. So Iressa will block HER1, HER2 predominantly.
And are you actually doing that at this point?
These are the hurdles of doing slightly more innovative clinical trials. We have to convince companies, and you have to convince IRBs, and you have to convince clinical trialists. And it is a difficult process.
Now,
It'll take a long time. It'll take a few years.
really?
But this is a way in which it is the development of targeted therapies. It's a new era. And it just takes time because people are still stuck in doing large metastatic studies, looking for some signal, then moving it slowly forward. But that takes a very long time for women, if you think about it.